This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning and welcome. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. The Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, the sponsor of The Fan Early Morning Show. Welcome. So, we had a couple sporting events happen over the weekend that I had you with mixed feelings. The Pittman's basketball team win, and they are exciting. They've become exciting. They've really turned it around. And now they're on their way. If they make the tournament, I mean, it would just be an incredible season. One of the best, I think, you could call it in recent history for this team, or maybe even any team in Pittsburgh. That's something we'll talk about. And Blake Hinson scored 41. Was outscoring Louisville as a whole team for a good chunk of the game. Pitt won on Saturday, 86-59. They're fourth now in the ACC. They're listed as fourth. 17-8 overall, 8-6 in the ACC. In their ACC games, on a 5-game winning streak. I mean, that's really all you can ask for. If they're, you know, if they're going to have a tough stretch earlier on in the season, all you can ask is that they rebound, and they have. I mean, there were a lot of doubts about a month and a half ago. Doubts are gone now. This team's pretty good. This team's doing well. This team's great down the stretch. And Blake Hinson has been a big part of that. And when he scores, when he's on, they usually are doing well as a team. And you put up 41 points in a single game, that's going to turn some heads. Himson, they're calling him now. That's Blake. That's him. He's him. Himson. Yeah, okay. But whatever they're saying nowadays, it's still impressive. Absolutely impressive and well done by Pittman's basketball. So you talk about them, and if you want to call in at any point in time this morning, you're welcome to at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Kellis_33 is the phone number. Or excuse me, that's my handle. I'm sorry. 412-928-9370 is the phone number at Kellis_33, CALLAS_33 is my Twitter handle, my X handle. So talk to me this morning. Then we got the other side of the spectrum. A well-done ceremony. Classy job by the Pittsburgh Penguins to let Jaromir Jagr skate on the night that his jersey was to be retired. And then the Penguins lose to the Los Angeles Kings. And so, I mean, that's I mean, that sums up the season a little bit when you think about that. They can look nice. They can do nice things. Penguins, a classy organization. The ceremony, really well done. The letting him skate before the game was great. Having him on the broadcast, it's great. And then to lose like they did, the power play struggles again. And they can't beat the Los Angeles Kings on a night where they are honoring, I guess, somebody that's controversial. Still one of the best. Still well deserving of a jersey retirement in Jaromír Jágr. So, yeah, on the one side, you have Pittman's basketball doing extremely well and coming back from a rocky start to the season. And then you have the Pittsburgh Penguins blowing it at every turn. I want to be able to focus on Jaromír Jágr. That's why you have games like that where you schedule games against teams that you think you've got a good shot at winning against. And it just kind of, great ceremony, but it kind of leaves a sour taste. Like, hey, you do something nice and you want to celebrate with a win, and these guys still can't get their power play game in order. So it's tough. I mean they are looking like they're not going to make the playoffs for the second year in a row. And it's frustrating when you feel like, I mean, you could say the same thing about the Steelers. I mean, there are so many similarities to the Penguins and the Steelers. Unless some of you want to move past football season, which I get. But I mean, the Penguins are seem like the same way. Like there were so many solid moves in the offseason that you thought, like, okay, maybe there's some hope here. Maybe there's some good to come of this season. And then you see everything unfold, and it just seems like there are other teams that are faster than the Penguins out there, which, okay, of course, they're not the youngest team, and you understood that. But the power play has just been miserable. It's just been a poor effort. At least it's felt like that. Like, they're not, like, that's it. Like, that's what's causing them to struggle. It seems like they stay in most games, like, early on, first, second period of games. It feels like they're in it. Like, they're not getting blown out consistently, but there's just a few pivotal moments in the game that they're not winning. And the power play is involved in a lot of that. And so it's frustrating because you felt like the offseason was a good offseason, and I try to channel back like what I was thinking in September and October when they were making moves, when their moves were getting, you know, solidified. Erik Karlsson being a big one of those trades, and then you realize now that it's been playing out, it's like, ah, man, maybe they needed something more than just Erik Karlsson is a big name and some contracts, you know, some bad contracts being absolved. It's like, here we are now, and they're spiraling toward a tough stretch. A lot of reflecting to be done by Kyle Dubas and the Pittsburgh Penguins in the off season coming up. Great ceremony, Jaromír Jágr. Great ceremony for him. The game itself is quite a struggle. The game itself is quite a struggle. 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33. What did you think of the ceremony over the weekend? What did you think of the Pittsburgh Penguins? You're welcome to call in. You're welcome to talk to me. You can also hit me up on X at Callis_33. That's Callis_33. We can talk about it. I mean, those are the two big sporting events over the weekend as it relates to Pittsburgh sports. Other than the fact that we got starting today for the Pittsburgh Pirates, we got a full squad. Everybody comes in. Everybody starts today. So excited about that. Pitchers and catchers reported in the middle of last week, and now we got all the players coming in. And I believe we'll have a broadcast coming up for you here soon. I forget when that first game is off the top of my head. But 93.7 The Fan will be covering the first game. We'll be broadcasting live for you the first game of spring training this year. It'll be Pirates and Twins, yeah, on Saturday. Saturday, Pirates and Twins. You can listen right here on 93.7 The Fan to that game. The start of spring training, start of the spring training schedule is on Saturday. Now, of course, I'm excited. You guys know that because if you listen to the show enough, you know that baseball is my favorite sport. And you know, every year when you think about when spring training gets played, it's like a fresh start. Everything's fresh. You know, there's eternal hope. I think one of the salespeople at the Fan wedding on Friday told me that spring training is great because it's like hope eternal. Games don't matter. Everybody seems to be having a little more fun. Everything seems a little more light for Major League spring training. I'm still on the fence about going to spring training this season. And so I'm going to take a look and see. Nobody that I've asked has said don't go. So maybe I'll go. Maybe we'll make it a whole thing. Maybe I'll go one of those times in March before the season begins. I know the season usually starts late March, early April. So I got a whole month to figure it out. Maybe I'll make it a whole thing, take a weekend off. I'm really considering it. So if I do that, I'll let you follow along. I'll post some stuff. We'll see. Right, I'm going to take a quick break. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Coming up next, we'll continue to talk sports right here on the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Welcome. Good morning. It's Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis, getting you ready for the day. And it's Monday. Happy President's Day to you as well. Hopefully you have off. Get to enjoy a 3-day weekend. But if not, go to work. Hopefully I can get you going there and get you thinking about sports and talking about sports and entertain you enough to get there. It's really cold out there this morning as well. So if you do have to go out this morning, be careful. It's pretty bad. Don't be like me. Wear a jacket. I don't know, not to lecture. I hate being lectured myself, but I went outside. I'm wearing sweatpants, but I wore a short-sleeve shirt. And I'm cold. So, yeah, don't be like me. Be warm. Be comfortable. Protect yourself. All right, I got a caller, 412-928-9370. You can get a phone line as well if you want. We'll go with this caller now. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Ted.
Hello, Ted.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, real quick about Yager. One of the greatest players who ever laced up a pair of skates. I mean, he's just, when he wanted to play, he's the most dominant player in the game. Absolutely outstanding. I mean, second to Mary Lemieux. But, you know, as far as being a fan of Pittsburgh Penguins, look, we're in this region. I think we take a lot of stuff for granted. To get almost, you know, you're going to have close to, what, 5 Hall of Famers in Pittsburgh just playing for the Penguins. And if you're lucky to see that in a lifetime, what can you say? You know, I mean, like I said, Yager was one of the best ever. But as far as the product, look, with the Penguins, until they learn how to put their nose in the stuff, they're just an average team. You can't have one line scoring goals. They're not willing to pay the price. You know, they're a little bit slower than everybody else, but there's no sandpaper on this team. On the power play, there's just no excuse. These guys are trying to make fine passes. They're trying to play the perfect game. In today's NHL, every team is just tough to beat. You can't take days off. Yeah, and with this team, is about being in, you know, consistent. They're just not. And I'll be honest, I'll say Sullivan's days are numbered as the coach of the Penguins. Mm. You're starting to see it. And, you know, maybe it's time to change over this roster, change the coach, and go to a different direction because you're starting to see it. It's the beginning of the end of Sullivan.
Sure. Hey, Ted, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Great points, as always. Yeah, I mean, it's a typical Penguins game. They score in the first period, no scores in the second period, then the Kings put up 2 in the third, and they win. Mike Sullivan, I think Doran said this last week, and this kind of resonated with me because I was kind of feeling this, and then he said it, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I kind of feel the same way. Any other coach in the NHL that would have endured this stretch probably would have been fired. Any other coach. Penguins right now, they like Mike Sullivan. For whatever reason, for whatever value they still believe he brings, he's still employed. But, you know, like any other team, and most other teams, he would have been fired. Now, I like to make comparisons to the Steelers because, like I said before, the Penguins and the Steelers, they seem like they've had a lot of similarities over this stretch. Mike Tomlin's got some justification for staying on the team because at least they're making the playoffs and at least they're not losing, you know, they're not having losing seasons. But in the Penguins' case, Mike Sullivan not making the playoffs at this point. Like, we're going on 2 seasons now of not making the playoffs, and the team just doesn't seem motivated. The team's not responding, and the team looks old. Now, that might not be his fault, necessarily, the age of the roster, but, like, you got to have some more influence than perhaps what he's putting up. Like, when they lose, he does that, ooh, I'm upset, you know, dark undertone, you know, when he speaks. And that's all good, but, like, it's not doing much. So, I agree with Ted in that case. Mike Sullivan's days seem to be numbered. Most other teams, he would have been gone by now. So, we'll see what happens when the offseason comes around here. Still got a couple more months before that. But, it's just blah. It's just not great. We got another caller, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Jeff. How are you, Nicholas?
Doing well, kind of. Good. Happy about Pitt, not happy about the Penguins.
I don't know if you covered it earlier. I just tuned in a little bit ago, but the one thing that was missing for me yesterday was no Mike Lang. And is it Mike's health that kept him from there, or you know?
Well, I don't know.
You don't have any clue on
not
that?
Not a clue, no, sir.
Yeah, that's the one thing that was missing for me. I mean, everything else was great, but you know, when there's no Mike Lang, you know, that's, to me, that's really disheartening.
Sure, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know. But what was disheartening to me most of all was that the Penguins didn't win the game where he got honored. No, I get the little things. I mean, if you want to call in and talk about that, you're welcome to. Things you liked, things you didn't like about the ceremony, about him skating on the ice before the game. It's a great presentation for a player who deserve it. We'll say deserve it. I mean, kind of understanding what he did when he played for the Penguins, what he did throughout his NHL career. Like, yeah, I mean, he's deserving to get the jersey retirement there. So a great ceremony for a great player. It's the loss, though. It's the loss and the way that they lost and the fact that they've been losing like this. I mean, it's frustrating, and it feels like, you know, we're talking in circles here. I mean, that's usually what happens when I talk about the Steelers as well, and now I'm getting extra frustrated because the Steelers season did not end in a playoff win, so it's frustrating. Now we got the Penguins, who, again, are spiraling toward not making the playoffs for the second season in a row when they made it 17 times in a row, and that's where it is for me. It's like a great ceremony with just torn down by them not winning and them losing in the same style that they've been losing, like, for the past couple years now. Gosh, I mean, I'd give anything, too. Going back and watching the series against the Rangers last time they made the playoffs, and they were up 3-1, and they blew that. And that was frustrating. And then you're like, maybe next year they'll get past the first round. Then they snap their 17 straight playoff appearance, 17 straight playoff appearances streak. Now here they are, you know, going toward it again. So, call in, voice your opinions, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number. Talk to me on X at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. What you liked about the ceremony, what you liked about Jágr, if you think Jágr is deserving, what do you think about him? Do you think he should be rightfully forgiven by the city of Pittsburgh? I mean, call in and talk about him. I think it's just tough, though, to talk about this sometimes, though, because you're just seeing the same things over and over and over again. Hate to keep going back to the Steelers, but that's why I think we're frustrated with the football team, because seeing the same things over and over again, and now you're getting that with the Penguins, but on a worse level. It's like the Penguins just always lose late in games, and that's the most frustrating part, too. Like, they have it early, and then their power play doesn't look good, and then they lose the lead late, and yeah. I mean, in most circumstances, that's the case. Sometimes they get beat up. I mean, they're winning some games, but not enough here to make the playoffs down the stretch if they keep on this pace. So it's just frustrating. So, I mean, if you want to voice your frustrations and all of this, if you have an opinion on Jágr, you're welcome to give it at 412-928-9370. I got a few more minutes left with you this morning before the Fan Morning Show pre-show with Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson, and Paul Zeiss. I mean, the best news, though, to come out of the weekend is Pittman's basketball. They played on Saturday. They beat Louisville. And they're fourth now, listed fourth in the ACC men's basketball standings. So there's a lot of good looking at this team. I mean, it's great that they responded. They won 86-59 on Saturday. There's a lot of good to come out of this team this year. See, it felt like they could have been counted out. And then you look, and just the way they responded, it's like, that's one thing that I can respect about any team, whether Pitt makes the tournament or not. That's one thing I'll always respect about a team, and that's that they don't give up. And the Pitt men's basketball team has not given up this season. The atmosphere around Pittsburgh just feels better when Pittman's basketball is doing well as well, when the Peterson Event Center is rocking, when they're in town. So it's awesome to see. And, you know, especially because we don't have an NBA team here in the city, it's great when Pittman's basketball does well. So it's awesome to see that they didn't give up either, especially with their struggles that they had when ACC play started. Now they're 8-6 in the conference. They're fourth, listed fourth in the ACC. So they've got something going. There's a few more games left in this season. Let me see here. Six to be exact. They're playing again, Pitt does, against Wake Forest tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So we'll see. I mean, it's we'll see if they can make the tournament. It could be a great turnaround, great story. And it's awesome to just see a team not give up and give in and still believe in themselves enough to, like, turn it around when they face adversity early in the season. And Blake Hinson scoring 41 points, just absolutely impressive. So that's really good. It's good to see them, again, turn it around. I like to see that in my sports teams. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Got a caller here. Good morning. What's your name?
Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy. What's up?
So I went to the game yesterday. I thought the ceremony was great. I thought it was a particularly touch moment when he thanked his parents the most, and he brought his mom to tears. I thought that was a really touching moment.
Yeah.
Just a personal moment. I wasn't so concerned about the fact that they lost the game. I'm looking at this season as kind of waving the white flag. Mm. I wouldn't mind seeing them start making some trades. Maybe they could get some assets in and kind of retool and see if they can make a better run at the playoffs for next year.
So you're not so upset about this season. You kind of saw it coming and you're ready to just move on. Is that right?
I'm ready to move on and get hopeful about next season, you know?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's a nice perspective in the morning. Sometimes I get a little grouchy, but, you know, I like wholesome takes like that. Sure, we kind of knew this was coming. Let's go to next season, shall we? Just forget about this one. Let's move on. Throw our hands in the air. Do better next season. Jeremy, I'm with you. Sure. I appreciate the call there. All right, one more caller before I take a break and get us to the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Good morning. What's your name?
Madrid.
Hello. What's up?
You know, Yager was in the booth last night, and he was talking, and they asked him about the power play. And he said, great minds think fast, and they all can see the plays, you know, in their head extravagantly. And then he kind of said, like, they've got to look past that and strip it down and become more basic. I mean, if you think about the players he played with, Francis and Lemieux and Trottier and Mullen and all those guys, I mean, those guys are way higher caliber than what we have on the team now, and they got it done. They saw enough of what they needed to do to get it done.
You know what? I heard him talk about, too. He was saying, what was it, that sometimes the players have too much respect for each other. They need to stop doing that and just score, just try to shoot.
That's the exact conversation I'm speaking to, and I loved it. And, you know, in the booth, they were hoping that maybe they would kowtow and listen to his opinion. And his team, you know, they got that one power play goal right away, and it's like, so maybe they listened to somebody with this stature, and they fell right back into it. There's no reason why they shouldn't have won that game yesterday. They should be embarrassed, you know?
Yep. No, I hear you. Thanks for the call, Madrid. I appreciate it. No, that's how I feel. Jeremy had a little more of a wholesome take. But yeah, no, it's frustrating. So I'm with you there, Madrid, as well. I kind of like the good feels approach that Jeremy had, but also I'm going to stick to being frustrated like Madrid. Yeah, it is frustrating because we're watching the same thing over and over again. You know, we know that being Steeler fans as well, that kind of perpetual mediocrity and just seeing the same thing over and over again is just frustrating. So Madrid, I'm with you. That's why I'm frustrated mostly, because it's just we're seeing it over and over again, and nothing's changed. It's the same story, and the same struggles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.